Well, of course, I mean, for any number of reasons, vibrato is extremely important, you know. I mean, that's a whole lot of perception is related to that. But just talking about the this particular acoustic thing, well, like I said, I mean, the intermittency of it is important. You know, we get strong variation. That's what gives that, it calls attention to it. Maybe I'm misunderstanding your question.
Then does the variation of vibrato in terms of the frequency, does that then have to be planned, or the actual frequency that you're going to be singing, that you take that into account when you're looking at the frequency range of your vibrato?
Well, okay, I think, frankly, I mean, it's quite simple. Let me play this once again, and then we can discuss it in those terms, because it shows up, like I said, better in color. You see, over here on the A flat, he's essentially tuned to the harmony. It doesn't matter as I do the vibrato. Watch, it's high low, and it's on both ends. It comes out strong. When I get to the B flat, his formant doesn't quite get up as high as he would like to get it dead centered, so it's much stronger on the low end. When he gets back to the A flat, it's balanced again both ways. It's right on. And then when he brings it down to the G, and again, it works both ways. He simply aims, I would say, to put that close enough to, or more or less right on the harmonic, and then he's in business.